Hey, hey, welcome to your weekly bonus Cornish Betty. It is me, Kieran, and I'm joined by Nick.
Yo.
Yo. And we're here to say that the CIA director had a two-hour meeting with the new Venezuelan leader in Caracas. That's just been reported by Reuters.
Cool.
The kind of thing that I feel like would be coming out in a book like 30 years after it happens. It's just being said now, but you know, whatever. anyway.
Very cool. Anyway. Very normal.
Very cool. Very normal. Today we are in this bonus episode. We're going to narrow our scope a little bit. Stop talking about the world. Start talking about shit that happens here. All right.
What
Germany.
Are you, yeah. Oh, okay. Europe. Thank you. In my neck of the woods.
Yeah, specifically Nick's apartment.
Yeah, I mean,
how's the cat?
I can't find her.
Oh no.
I mean,
more
I
updates
can't
on this
find,
crisis as
yeah,
it develops.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's probably on one of her typical places of resting. That is one of her favorite things to do. But she didn't run away, don't worry. She's fine.
Oh good. Okay. So, first fun little thing we have is Okay Stupid. Did you see or explore this website?
No.
All right. So, during...
Oh, wait. I know what this is, but no, I did not look through any of this. No.
Yeah. So, hacker Martha Root... at I believe some sort of hacker conference festival?
Wasn't it CCC?
Was it? Okay.
I mean, that's the if it's January and it's the big one that's in Hamburg, then I would assume so. But it, I mean, it could be a smaller one. I just know that then CCC happens around this time of the year.
Fair enough. So she live on stage just took down a bunch of like white only or like white supremacist dating websites. And as a part of that has leaked all of their profile information on a website where you can kind of just like view it all if you want. So I thought, Nick, we can have a little fun at the beginning and just look through some of these in different parts of the world. They have a tendency to be in the, you know, native language, so we might have to limit the countries we pick from. But I've already taken a look at, like, the few that are in Ireland, and not a lot of women, I'll tell you that much.
This is the problem that all the conservative dating sites have. Conservative. Yeah. Any right-wing dating sites have is that they, like, it is just dudes.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, even the big ones still have like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, of course. Yeah. But I mean, like in the sense of it is like
not to that scale, though.
No. Not to that scale. I remember I saw like a this is a while ago, a YouTube creator like catfished a bunch of these people on like whatever Christian Mingle or whatever the right stuff. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
The one that then has that guy that I think their online social media is probably more popular than the fact that people are aware that he is an ad for a now defunct dating site. Or if it isn't defunct, then it should be. Like, no one is
on it. We have, let's see what we got here. Hello, Gunnar. I am 28 years old from Flanders in the north of Belgium. I am the fourth generation of Flemish nationalist family. My family has been getting attacked, cancelled, and slandered for many years by the globalist regime of traitors.
Okay.